Blue Jays and Yankees. The Yankees still have a chance at the AL East title. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth. Aaron Judge facing Marcus Stroman.
There's the 2-0 to Judge. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Judge has homered again and again to right center. Hit hard the middle. Base hit. Center field. Didi will score. It's a base hit and an RBI for Castro. A hot shot up the middle. So it really doesn't matter what the pitch count is. Here's the 1-2. Strike three outside corner. Nailed it beautifully. The fifth strikeout for CeCe. Struck him out swinging. Good fastball away. Swung on a high fly ball to left. Gardner coming in toward the line. Makes the catch. Here comes Carrera. The throw home. And they safe. The throw beat him, but Carrera touched home plate. Here's the 1-2 to Smoke. And the pitch is caught on and missed. Struck him out swing on a breaking ball. But David Robertson did some job.
2-1 Yankees is your final score. The Red Sox beat the Astros, so the Yankees will play the Twins in the AL wildcard game. CeCe Sabathia pitched a beauty, 5 2/3, no runs on 4 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. Marcus Stroman drops to 13-9. Joe Girardi and the Yankees able to pull it off against the Blue Jays on Saturday as they win 2-1. However, the Red Sox beat the Astros, so the Yankees are unable to clinch the AL East title. Here's what Girardi had to say about the game.
I've seen that from CeCe, you know, since we got him, I think it was 9 years ago, the determination in him and the competitiveness in him. And, you know, he's somewhat reinvented himself, but, you know, I'm going to go back to that knee brace. That knee brace has helped him tremendously. And, again, just an outstanding performance.
Did that home run by Judge allay any fears, if you had any, about what happened yesterday with the stepping on the bag awkwardly?
Well, I wasn't really worried. I mean, he told me he's fine. So, I think probably people that don't have a chance to sit down and talk to him are probably worried more than me. I mean, if I was really worried, I wouldn't have played him. So he's fine, and, you know, it's part of the things that you go through during the course of a game and a course of a year. But, yeah, I mean, he looked pretty good to me.
When he gets into a favorable count, and that was a 2-0 pitch, is it palpable? Doing something like that, hitting the ball 484 feet like that?
I mean, that's, you know, I think we all look at each other in the dugout and kind of say, wow, you know, you don't see that very often. We've seen it twice from him this year. But that's against the wind, too. Just an amazing shot. And, again, when he gets the barrel of the bat to the ball, he's extremely dangerous.
I asked you this before the game. Red Sox, I don't know if they won. They were winning 6-2. How does that – I mean, does that change your mental focus moving forward? You know, now you know you're playing.
Depending on, you know, what happens in the rest of that game, it changes the, you know, if they're to win, then guys will get probably some days off tomorrow, some guys, and we won't use certain people and prepare them for Tuesday. But, you know, I just love the way this group is playing. You know, you come home in an important homestand, and at this point we're 5-1 and fighting like crazy. And, you know, some guys might get a day off tomorrow if Boston closes it out.
Who else? Wally?
Joe, how closely were you watching the scoreboard during the game?
About as close as I've ever watched, Wally.
what was the mood when you saw they went up, I think, 5-0?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because, you know, how well we've played in the last 5 or 6 weeks. But again, you know, I really like the way our club is playing. And, you know, if we have to play Tuesday, we play Tuesday. And let's give it everything we got.
Brian.
Joe, you sprinted to the mound and looked like CeCe was laughing when he came up. What was
yeah,
that?
I mean, we had a conversation. He laughed. He made me laugh, really. I'm not going to repeat what he said. But, you know, again, I just love watching him do what he does during the course of a season and during the course of the year. And I just wanted to make sure that we were in a good spot moving forward. But he made me laugh.
Justin, to your right, Joe.
Joe, that's 18 times this month that pitching staff has held opponents to 3 runs or fewer. What stands out about what this staff has done cumulatively?
I just think it's a combination of all the arms that we have. What the starters have been able to do, compiled with a bullpen that is very strong, and just some unbelievable performances by, you know, certain guys this month. We have a very good pitching staff. Yes, we have power, and we score runs, but we have a good pitching staff, and they're capable of getting on a roll, too, and I think we've seen them pitch very well down the stretch, which is encouraging to me.
Staying on the right.
So for some of the guys in there that haven't been through it before, the fact that you guys are playing each game this week as if almost as if it's a playoff game, I mean, if Boston holds on, just the experience that they've gotten over the past week alone, do you think that helps going into a game like Tuesday?
I do. You know, I start thinking about that the last couple of days where, you know, they're in a sense they're elimination games for us. And you know, our backs were, you know, we were five down coming home from the road trip. And our guys just continued to play well. They continued to play loose. They continued to make pitches, grind out at bats. And that was encouraging to me because it's not like we've had a chance to turn it off. And I like that.
Mike, do you have a question?
Just to go back, I mean, in late December, you said, I feel like this is a club that's going to fight for the AL East division title. 161 games in, how do you kind of put things in perspective, knowing what, you know, maybe you come up a little short?
Well, we fought for the AL East title. And I'm very proud of the guys in that room and what they've accomplished and the way that our veterans have led us, the way that the kids have stepped up in a huge way for us. And it's, you know, I can go back to the month of April where maybe we don't consider Torres a kid, but he's 25 years old. And the way he stepped up in the month of April, the way that Austin Romine stepped up in the month of April, just the way that our guys went about their business and they kept fighting. And when things, you know, started to go bad a little bit, they kept fighting and kept after it. And I believe that we've played our best baseball the last 6 weeks, and that's what you want.
George, do you have a question?
Joe, you come close. Do you let yourself go back and say, look at 10 games?
Yeah. I mean, I said something today and someone reminded me, you know, there's probably 10 games that maybe you won that you shouldn't have won, and there's always and you could do that and you can beat yourself up, but that's not going to help. We just got to move forward, and that's part of baseball. In 162 games, you're going to have some games that get away that you don't think that should, and then some that you win that you probably shouldn't in 162 games, and it usually balances out for the most part.
Sunday, the Yankees will send out Jordan Montgomery to face Brett Anderson.